Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Dan, let's blame Adam for your death. Let's not blame me.
Oh, hey, God. Listen. So I was talking today. This worked out perfectly. I was talking today on office hours about the concept of tell them the consequences and ask, right? So how do you put your players in situations where they know what's at stake and they can make informed decisions about how much to gamble? And so in this case, I was like, okay, if you roll a one, this is what will happen. So we were all informed about how it was going to go. And then that's how it went. And sometimes, like you said, like sometimes this stuff happens. Sometimes you make that roll and it's like, well, here we are.
Yeah, 5% chance. I'm just going to lump it in with Dan's bad rolls and anything related to him all show long.
Right. But yeah, Dan, you had a bad vibe magnet around you today, just absorbing all the shit.
How many things did you actually succeed on? Like two attacks and that's it? Two or three attacks?
Yeah, like all my stuff, I just had to roll average a 10 and I would make everything, just an average roll. But everything was like below a 5 or today, except for a couple ones that hit like a 10. It was bad. And I was one roll away from death anyways. So I probably would have failed the death save. That was coming up. So even if you hadn't killed me.
Yeah.
Like the backstabber you are.
So from Zeke's perspective, and this is purely just because I'm curious, you couldn't heal him because you can't see him, right?
Yep.
Because you have to touch him to heal with healing touch.
No.
Or healing word?
See. It's healing word. I have to see them.
Yeah.
That is the crux and the shitty thing. Until you are blind yourself, you don't realize how many spells require sight.
Right.
That's why I look for the ones that don't. Like message doesn't require sight. Dissonant whispers doesn't require sight. Fear doesn't. However, healing word, heat metal, suggestion, tongues, all of these require sight. And it's terrible because I had a minor healing potion and it was next round. If you hadn't killed her, I would have been there hopefully next round to like, cause I tried to fear him. Right.
Yeah. Do you?
That failed.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, it did. I'm trying to think. Turn order wise, you would have had an action before the big guy had an action, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, but I wasn't going out there
until he was
trying
dead.
To fucking fight this guy blind or gone, dead or away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no chance of anything.
Yeah,
like I didn't even have my fucking blade. I had nothing. I would have like been slap fighting him.
Well, yeah, I guess now that you say it, I was wondering why you were hiding nonstop, and now it makes sense because you literally didn't have anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
No blade. Can't use spells. I had one fear spell, and it failed.
Yeah.
Yep.
The fear spell is just conal from you.
Yep. 30-foot cone.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he grabbed me, and that's the thing. Like once he grabbed me, like I had a couple of options. One, breath weapon to the face, and two, the dissonant whispers. And that would have been a pretty cool scene if you hadn't killed him. Like I would have just like leaned over and started whispering in his ear.
Yeah, that would have. Yeah. There was before I guess move on from that, Dan, any thoughts on Jadara? Granted, you're not like the cult does have ways. Potentially, you're not 100% dead yet, but what's your take on everything? I'm interested to hear because we've kind of done the talking for you.
It's sad when like you have a story in mind for the character, like, and it gets cut short. You have plans for him, but it happens. You know, it sucks when you get attached to the character. But I haven't played this one too long, so it's not like a major loss, but you know, it sucks. Yeah, you start liking a character, and then they go, as you would know from this show.
Totally, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think Yoji's the longest character I've had since probably ever, honestly, on the show. I'm trying to think of another character that's lasted around the same amount of weeks. I think Yoji's probably the longest, with Ramus being yours, Berg being Max's, and Kali being Zeke's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I've had like, I don't know, 10 plus characters down this fucking show. So I'm pretty used to it.
It's true. Yeah. It's very true.
So the second it's an interesting thing because the second that Jadara died, like the second that I saw my arrow hit her, I immediately thought, is this where Yoji goes full fucking evil? Is this where like he goes over there, kills Kalimot, and then just goes back to the cult?
I was wondering yeah. about that too. Like where you were like, yes, Kalimot, I know where your knife is. It's in your face.
Yeah. Like I was seriously thinking like there's very little mechanically as a player I know that Zeke could do. But I feel like that would suck so bad for Zeke if I was just like, hey, I'm going to kill you.
It's a choice.
Yeah. I feel like that would suck for you, and it would suck for me because the amount of shit that I would get from like the people that watch would just be like, you're the worst.
There's a big difference between accidentally killing someone with a one and intentionally going after somebody with their own knife.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like Dan makes characters that everyone like can get behind because you're so clever, Dan. Because like when you play a character, you have a sharp tongue and wit, and everybody like no one had any cause to like dislike Jidara. I think Kalimot is kind of like a pariah, so I bet it would split the audience. I bet half of them would be like, finally, the other half would be like, no, he was just getting to the good evil parts.
And I mean, who knows? We don't know what Adam's got in store for us next episode. So like,
yeah. All hell breaks loose. Oh, goody!
Yeah, like
yes, yeah. It's gonna get real. I'm super excited.
Yeah. Well, she wanted it though. That was the funny weird thing. It's like, please kill me.
Yeah, she's probably like a harbinger or some fucking crazy shit. That's why I didn't do it. That's why I just knocked her out.
So I want to bring up something that happened today that I hate when it happens. When I actually like, I feel bad for the DM. And it was that mage that just like got snuffed out.
Oh no, I love it. Yeah, no, I have an infinite number of wizards. I will never be salty about having an NPC die because I'm like, guess what? Tomorrow you see 17 more wizards and they'll fireball you. Fuck you. Like I have that power. So like getting salty about it is, it's not for me because like what's the fun, right? Like I thought it was really cool that you just like iced that creature. That's the most, like you said, the most damage we've seen, like ever, basically.
Which it's was the biggest really single cool, hit, so. Followed by a 54 much, for me the next round on the same.
How much HP did that mage have?
40.
Okay.
Yeah.
So dead and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the reason why I felt bad is because I know like how much effort you put into certain like characters and stuff and D&D, anything can happen, of course, but I think that's the reason, not because it was like I killed a high level thing, but it was maybe this person was like had a backstory already and you spent like an hour creating her and then
that's the other thing.
Like
that's the other thing too, like both I think in character and out of character, like I had zero fucking idea what to do there. Cause like those people were not normal mercenaries. They probably have a shit ton of items on them. They're escorting someone that I don't fucking know. Jidara just died because I shot her in the back accidentally. You're fucking like blind and might as well not really exist in terms of helping me right now. So I'm just like,
This came up in chat as well because someone in chat probably came in late and was like, is he not doing anything? And I was like, listen, I killed a whole bunch of things one fell.
Yeah.
So say I'm not doing anything or not helping kind of hurts my feelings.
I mean, out of combat for the next 8 hours.
Right,
sure, you're a blind guy that I have to be like, all right, take a in front of you to the left. Zeke, Cali, move left a little bit.
Sure.
Move left. All right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're saying, but like, I feel the need to like defend myself. Like, come on, man.
In the same game, you did the biggest single target, which is 64, and the most AOE, which is 280 damage in one attack.
Yeah.
That's both the highest single and AOE damage on the show in 91 episodes.
Fate, man.
Yeah.
Fate.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Now it's going to reap its cost. You watch.
Well, dude, I mean, I had my moment of reaping its cost. I had three crits in like two or three rounds or something like that. And then I rolled a fucking one. 5% chance. fucking insane. But Jadara might have died anyways. I don't know. It you could have still died to the rolls. So it's, who knows how it would have played out. You rolled a 10, and then I think like what, a 7, and then a 4 or something like that on your death saves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just tried it. I rolled a 2. I would have been dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's shitty. God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, that arrow, like if just one more round, man, just one more.
Yeah.
Because I was next in the turn order. I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah. And, you know, hope it works because I had some damage, like 3d6 for the breath weapon. Isn't it Whispers requires a wisdom save, but possibly could have got that off. Whatever.
It was shitty.
But should have, could have, would have. Always should have, could have, would have.
It was shitty. I think whatever happens in the next episode, it's going to be a character defining episode for both me and Kali. Either I kill Kali Mott, this thing kills us both, I leave and let this thing kill Kali. Like, there's so many different ways I could think about. Or Kali just like runs.
In none of those situations, you die.
Yeah, because I don't honestly think that you could do anything against me in a fucking fight. Like, I don't know
how it had not occurred. It had not occurred to me prior to this arc that the arc might just end with everyone dying.
Yeah, like what just happens if everyone dies? Or everyone dies but Yoji, and he goes back and Berg's like, hey, so what'd you do? And I'm like, well, nothing.
Nothing. How was your summer vacation?
It was, you know, it was normal cult stuff, man. I mean, let's not talk about it, dude. How you doing, man?
I had to go to my family's house. Yeah. Did
Kali go with you? Thing. Yeah, dude. He's staying with the cult. He'll be back in a couple weeks.
he's at a ranch upstate. He just running around, lots of room.
Yeah, man.
Dragon stuff. It's a hell of a thing.
Yeah. Adam, can you give stats on the NPCs that we killed in terms of like levels and stuff like that, if you have them?
Yeah, I mean, they were monsters, so they didn't have levels.
Well,
And as always, like I adjust the monsters that I use. Like the gladiator, the default gladiator has resistance to fear, so that obviously would have been a big difference.
Damn.
So I changed some stuff around. The elemental, I changed a little bit, but not in a way that made any difference. But otherwise, yeah, they were, the wizard was a transmuter. Okay. So she had a bunch of like badass spells she could have used if somebody didn't stab her to death right away. Let me see, what else? It was a gladiator, a wizard. The driver was just a commoner. The ox were just like whatever, nothing animals. And then, yeah, Earth Elemental when she died. So, yeah, I think other than that, I think pretty normal stuff. Yeah, I'm sad I didn't get to hit you with any cool magic spells. Like, what did she have? She had Chromatic Orb. She had, Fireball, 3 of them. Slow, Polymorph, Stone Skin. Like,
damn, she would have killing her sucked.
She would have messed you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if she'd been able to cast spells, somebody would have gotten polymorphed. And
yeah, I think the way the initiative worked out, it would have been, I don't know if she would have lasted unless me and Dan just missed completely.
Well, she would have stone skinned our first turn.
And that just gives her more AC, flat AC.
I think it used to absorb damage, but let me see.
Hmm.
Stone skin in 5th edition. It turns the flesh into steel. Until the spell ends, you have resistance to non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. Okay, so it's like, it's damage resistance, which is cool. So that would have slowed it down a little bit. Depending on how she was getting attacked. But yeah, I think you could have taken her apart either way.
Yeah.
It was good. It was one of those, like, the run-up was so tense.
And then everything
went
dude.
Nuts. And it was like, is it going to work? Is it going to work? It's working. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. No, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, you got out of it, but yeah, at a significant cost.
I don't know if we, like, if we could have, like, been victorious. I mean, of course, anything's possible, but without all those, like, a lot of crits.
Oh, yeah.
And very lucky rolls and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Hmm. There's definitely a part of me where, as a player, I was like, well, if the two of them die, I'm in a fucking forest 300 feet away. So I guess this is how this arc ends potentially.
Well, I mean, it would have been it would have been uncertain because, like, remember, the forest doesn't like you very much.
Well, that was the other thing. If I kept thinking...
if it was Yoji, Yoji alone in the woods, it would have been like, all right, Yoji, you're in the woods by yourself.
Yeah. Your well, that was the other thing, too. I kept wondering, like, every time it would be my turn, I was like, do I leave? No, I'm not going to be able to attack for six rounds if I do. All right, I guess I'm going to attack. Like, it was a great position to be in for a lot of reasons. But it was the worst position to be in for one particular important reason. The fact that there was two other players, one of them can't heal the other one. Yeah. And it just like, it sucked because of that.
No, it was the JP spot.
Yeah. I guess that's a good way to sum it up. Yeah. Yeah.
You can put in as much effort as you like and you can just walk away at any time.
Yeah. Just great. Fuck off at the last second. You're right. You're totally right.
Yep. You're totally right. Burn that bridge. Burn that bridge while you walk away.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. That's a good point. I'm looking at level 10 stuff since Adam graced me with 130 free XP.
Yeah.
I get a new natural explorer thing, which is whatever. I can move faster in a certain terrain that I choose. And then I get hide in plain sight, which is another level 10 ability. Starting at level 10, you can spend 1 minute creating camouflage for yourself. You must have access to fresh mud, dirt, plants, soot, other naturally occurring materials from which you create your camouflage. Once you're camouflaging this way, you can try to hide by pressing yourself up against a solid surface such as a tree or wall that is at least as tall and wide as you are. You gain plus 10 to dexterity stealth checks as long as you remain there without moving or taking actions. Once you move or take action once you take an action or a reaction, you must camouflage yourself to gain this benefit.
So like mundane pseudo invisibility.
Yeah. So my stealth already is at a plus 9, so I'd be rolling at a plus 19. So
nice.
That's kind of cool, I guess. If I ever want to set up traps, but it's not the biggest level for rangers. No. Don't get any extra spell slots. My spells known stays the same. So
what's the next what's the next proficiency bonus? Jump
13. You get plus 5 at 13th. At level 12, I get my ability score improvement, and then at 11, I get a new so next level, I get a new ranger archetype feature, which I don't know what it is for Gloom. Let's see. Where the fuck is this?
So I guess the thing that I'm curious about is like, so is the plan to try to bring Jadara's body back to the cult, bring Jadara back to life? Or is it like, well, she's dead. That sucks. We'll leave her behind and do a different. I guess that's part of Dan, that's a question I think is much for you, right? Because it's like, do you want them to do that? Like, is that a thing you want to explore?
Yeah, I think that is a Dan question. Because, like, we could definitely take you back if you want to continue with the character. It might not be in the same way that you played her now, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it makes much sense, especially with what's about to happen. If all hell's breaking loose, that it probably won't be a chance to. Yeah,
I mean, there may be. If, I guess, like, let's consider this. If there is a chance, is that something that you're interested
in? I guess
is the thing.
I'm fine with either she coming back to life or making a new character. Either is fine with me.
Okay, well, what do you want to do you want to just make a new character and then you'll have one in your back pocket? New character. Okay, yeah, just make another character and then we'll work it out. Well, I think probably the easiest angle on that would be to have them be like an existing member of the cult.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
Let me ask you this, Adam. And maybe you don't know the answer to this. How many episodes left in this arc?
I have no idea.
Is it more up to us depending on what we do?
I mean, yeah, it'll depend on your progress and kind of like where things go.
My point of view, if I guess the girl's dead, Shadrach got away, Jadara died, I don't think, I don't know, I'd have to think about it. I don't think Yoji goes back to the cult.
Right. So that becomes the question, right? Like,
I think he runs from the cult.
We almost need one more thing, and then instead of it being like Yoji serving the cult, it becomes Yoji's flight from the cult. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess make Dan, like, make a character, Dan, and then we'll see what happens
next session. I'll make it have enough wiggle game. Room. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
What were we gonna say, Zeke? Sounds
good. Could always come with me. I'm the serpent.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing too. Like
primordials.
That could be an additional arc where if Yoji is like, "Fuck this, I'm out." Yeah, me and Kalimat are gonna go to the Court of Swords and we're gonna go to the jungle. We could always stop the arc here, go check in on Ramus and Berg, and then come back to Kalimat and Yoji later. Because the cult thing was such a like tragic failure. That's valid too.
Yeah. I just have a hard I'm trying to think of like mentally if Yoji would. I guess Yoji's fucked over Kali in some ways, but maybe not in his head. But like him killing the girl is a big fucking deal to Yoji.
Yeah. I mean, this could always be the like put a pin in Yoji thing, right? Where like if you're like Yoji flees from the cult, goes into hiding, I'm not going to play him for a while. Later, you could always be like, cool, I'm going to bring Yoji back. Right? Yeah. You could always have that be a thing. So, you know, you have that option.
And then we just follow Kali to see where he goes.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I kind of like I kind of like the idea of Yoji just being like, I'm fucking done and just leaving.
Right. Just like, yeah, like he's terrified of reprisals. And then he flees. I think that's valid.
And just being like, fuck you, Kalimat. Like, fuck the cult. Fuck everything about all this. I'm done. And just piecing the fuck
out. I'm out.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, don't let the door hit you where the Arcana split you, buddy.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah. I think mentally Yoji is at this point, like, if you could actually like go back and have a critical thought, although he's not right now, he's like, oh God, what the fuck is this thing in front of us? Jesus, fuck.
What's happening?
Fuck, Jesus. Yeah. But if you could like take that away, it's like, I've tried so hard to get Kali to like bring him into the fold and like get him on board with everything. And he just does not, that's not in his mind something he wants to do. So he might just see it as hopeless.
Hey, I'm obeying the queen and the page in one fell swoop. So,
right. But you're not obeying Yoji, right? Like, you directly went against something that he was tasked to do. So in his mind, he's like, fuck this, man. I might just be like, I'm
Tracy Chapman, man. Just give me one reason. Give me like, where's the gold? Where's the fucking gold at the end of the rainbow? Like, the page has promised me something,
right?
That I want. Uh-huh. What have you promised me?
God, how great would that be if Kalimat is the only one to return, and he's like, they're all
just blind and just like,
yeah.
God, I don't like, he couldn't return alone. Like, he can't. That would be the great stinking irony of the thing, is that Yoji ditches him. Kalimat does what he promised he would do, but can never get the payoff because he's blind and can't find his way back to the cult.
Man, I really don't want to give him
just
up
lives, as
a character, but
just lives in this murder house forever, I guess.
I think that's like peak Yoji if he just says like, fuck all of this and leaves. I really love that. I just don't know where we go as a show from there.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, and again, ultimately, like if we get to that point, if we're like, fuck, I don't know what to do, we always have these other characters to bail and go check on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Cause I mean, we hit the level 10 threshold, right? So we'd come in at level 10. At least me and whoever, if Zeke makes a new character or we somehow Kali ends up over there somehow, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll sway you. Don't worry.
Do what?
I'll sway you. You will realize the rightness of my cause.
Yeah.
I'm just trying. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we have a week to think about it. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely talk this weekend at TwitchCon. I'm sure I'll have some ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more I'm thinking about it, I'm just like, well, you know, you just leave.
Yeah. We'll definitely have like the time and the space for doing the next like big thing that happens and kind of whatever revolves around that. And then if we end up going off in another direction altogether, I'll need some time to like prepare for that, but we'll definitely do the aftermath and figure out what the deal is with Yoji and Kalimat. And yeah, Dan, if you want to make a new character, maybe that character gets roped in with these two. Maybe not. We'll see what happens. Doesn't hurt to have an extra. I'll give you another character sheet while I'm thinking about it.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, and let's not forget Max. He's coming back too.
Yeah, Max has to step in here somehow. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back, Max. Some shit's happened.
I'm sure people are going over into his chat constantly giving him updates on what was happening in the game. Especially like, hey, Jadara died. Yoji killed Jadara. Like, that was probably pasted in there multiple times. Yep. I can only imagine. But yeah, he's gonna do the Donald Glover thing of coming back in the show next week with everything on fire and just wondering what the fuck happened.
Well, I mean, it'll be the same as in Far Verona, right? Far Verona had the exact same, like,
oh, totally.
Someone is coming back and they're gonna be like, what the hell did you guys do while I was away? Jesus.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I'm super excited to see both of their returns. So.
Fuck, I'm excited for next week, though. I have an Dan, idea what I'm going to do with the OG. Did Dallin's stats ever get posted, by the way?
I didn't see them. Let me do another quick check.
I don't see them.
Okay. No,
nothing yet.
We'll bring them up the start of next episode then, probably. Anyways, that's it. We're done. We're out of here. If you're at TwitchCon this weekend, make sure to stop by the panel. And if you just see us walking around, me, Adam, Zeke, is Mac? Max is going, right?
Max is going to TwitchCon?
Yep. Yeah, Max will be at TwitchCon. If you see any of us, feel free to stop us. Say hi. We love meeting you guys.
Yeah, do it.
It's always cool to meet fans in person, for sure.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Even if we are all over 6 feet, except for Adam.
No, I'm very small.
Yeah.
Adam's the
least imposing person, so just... Don't worry about it. Come up and say hi.
I'll carry him around like Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. We do carry him around with Yoda. It's part of the contract. It's weird, but whatever. It just happens. And that's it. We'll get out of here. We'll see you next week. Cool. These past two episodes have been fucking crazy. We'll see what happens next week on more Court of Swords.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.